Chapter 3. Preachy Witness, Self-Righteous Proselytizing. Another reason people find it difficult to share their faith is because they don't want to be seen as being preachy. What does it mean to be preachy? Think of snarky, self-righteous Angela from The Office. Quick to judge everyone at work, she jumps on every opportunity to be right and show everyone else they are wrong. In one episode, Angela snaps at a remark her co-worker Pam makes about needing more loaves and fishes, a way of suggesting that they need more food for a work party. Instead of making the effort to understand, Angela retorts with sarcasm, "Jesus is not your caterer." "Thanks for the clarification, Angela." She comes across as spiritually superior, and beneath her self-righteous attitude lurks a deep hypocrisy. If you watched the show, you know that Angela sleeps with Dwight and cheats on him with another co-worker, Andy. She does all of this as a self-proclaimed Christian. Angela comes across as the last thing a disciple of Jesus should want to be, preachy and hypocritical. And yet, sadly, she is not unique. We can all probably tell stories about those Christians we've met who are glaring hypocrites. The film Saved offers up another example of preachy witness in Mandy Moore's character, Hilary Fay, who exposes another layer of preachy, self-righteous witness. She forms a Christian jewel club with her Holy Roller friends, which excludes and judges anyone who isn't a Christian or up to her moral standards. Her repeated attempts to convert others continually fail. She even tries exorcising a demon out of her drifting Christian and secretly pregnant girlfriend, Mary, who is struggling with guilt over having premarital sex. Frustrated her exorcism doesn't work, she yells at Mary, throwing the Bible at her, screaming, "I am filled with the love of Christ!" Until Hillary's self-righteousness is exposed, she doesn't grasp her deep need for the love of Christ. This is the popular impression of Christianity: insular, self-righteous, and hypocritical. Self-righteousness, passed off as holiness, is one of the greatest obstacles to people hearing a loving, grace-filled gospel. Instead of repelling...